The number of emergency teaching licenses issued by Wisconsin's Department of Public Instruction has about tripled over the last decade. That's according to a new report from the Wisconsin Policy Forum. There's been a big increase in the number and geographic distribution of schools where teachers are getting these temporary certifications. Don Kramer is a researcher with the Wisconsin Policy Forum and lead author of this report. He previously taught high school math for a decade in the Milwaukee area. Don, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thanks, Rob. I'm really happy to be here today.
Before we get into the trends over time, can you tell us about these emergency teaching licenses? Why do schools use them in the first place?
Yeah, first off, we call them emergency licenses, and that's sort of a name that people call them, but that's not really what the Department of Public Instruction calls them. They're actually licenses with stipulations, and they're pretty common because sometimes districts get in situations where they just don't have coverage for something. Oftentimes, if a district can't find a candidate with a certification, they'll get an employee with a bachelor's degree, and they ask the DPI for an emergency license. Some scenarios where you end up using an emergency license is a teacher from another state moving to Wisconsin, so they have to get the specific requirements for Wisconsin, or perhaps a district is looking for one employee to work in another department, sort of, an elementary teacher becoming a reading teacher or a chemistry teacher that's covering a section of biology for a year. So there's lots of different scenarios where you end up having a teacher with an emergency license.
Well, and I understand we have somebody who had one of these licenses on the line with me right now. You issued one of these licenses for your first year. Can you talk about that a little?
Yeah, absolutely. Before I worked for the forum, I was a high school math teacher. And even before that, I was an actuary. And when I switched from actuary to teaching, I got into a certification program for a year. And part of that program was I was teaching and also taking night classes while I got my regular certification. And it's a common situation where people are getting their emergency licenses so they can teach while they're learning.
Now, the new report shows, yes, these have been used all along, but what have we seen over time, over the last 10 years or so?
Yeah, our data has been, we looked at data from 2013 to 2022, and at the beginning of that data, we had about 1,000 licenses being issued in Wisconsin. And in the last year of our data, 2022, we had 3,000 licenses being issued. So it grew by threefold. And when we looked at some of the details there, the largest areas of growth tended to be in three different situations: cross-categorical special education, regular education, and elementary middle school education. And those last categories are pretty general licenses for people that are teaching in a elementary school or a middle school. So it's cross-categorical special education, and then those two licenses for elementary middle schools. Those are the biggest areas for growth.
Now, when I hear the beginning and end point, I might say, aha, well, that's got to be COVID-related, right? But when I look at the chart over that 10-year period, a lot of this jump happened before we heard of COVID.
Yeah, absolutely. There was no relationship here with COVID. We definitely looked into that because it seems like everything's been affected by COVID in the last couple of years, but this was definitely a decades-long trend.
Are there particular parts of the state or geographic regions that see a lot of this use of emergency teacher certifications?
Not really. When we look at different states, when we look at different schools, sometimes they get categorized as urban, town, suburban, and rural. And we were looking to see if there was a larger emergency license usage in some of those areas than others, and we're really not seeing it. If 40% of all licenses are in urban schools, about 40% of the emergency licenses, 40% of the growth was also happening in urban schools. So we didn't really see any place that was seeing a larger growth than anywhere else. They're all struggling to find teachers right now.
Talking to Don Kramer, researcher with the Wisconsin Policy Forum, lead author of a new report on the use of these these contingent teacher certifications, emergency teacher certifications, they're often called, tripling over the last 10 years or so. You could join in at 800-642-1234. Are you facing staffing difficulties in your school district, whether you work there, send a kid there, are a kid there? Have you seen a rise in these teacher certifications? Have you used one yourself, like our guest? You could join in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Don, people might say, okay, we've been using this all along, so why is it a big deal that we're using more of them now? In a way, it seems like, I don't know, we're using a Band-Aid for a tourniquet kind of problem, right? There's something bigger going on, and we're kind of filling in with these short-term solutions.
And that's something that we're definitely looking at, too, because these are normal licenses that get used regularly. They have a purpose, but with the large increase, we look to see, are they being used more often? If they're being renewed. And we were noticing that in the last couple of years that about 40% of the licenses in 1 year were going to individuals that in previous years also had licenses, emergency licenses, which made us wonder, are these being used longer term than just a quick fix, and if people are actually using it as a different alternative route for long-term training.
Is this related to, and we've talked on the show about teacher shortages in the past, is this related to bigger challenges when it comes to staffing in schools?
Probably, and I think districts, when they, come across these shortages, then what happens is, they quickly have to find someone, and so these emergency licenses are a good way to find a Band-Aid to a solution. If they can't find a candidate that's going through, a normal school of education training program, then, you can't wait a couple of years for someone to graduate. You end up using an emergency license because you need someone to be in that classroom in the upcoming school year.
And you write in the report about the use of 3-year licenses. Do I have that right?
Yeah. So there's a 3-year license that its specific purpose is if a teacher is already working in a school district and they're licensed for a different subject area, but they want to expand into a new subject area. DPI has it set up so that you can get this 3-year license because they anticipate that it'll take you 3 years to, or at least at most 3 years to get, licensed in another subject area. So, like I was saying before, an elementary school teacher that wants to be a reading teacher, or someone that's teaching one section of science wanting to do a different high school section of science, so that they can take night classes and get that certification for that other subject area.
Let's bring on a caller. Mark is with us in Wisconsin Rapids. Mark, hi.
Hi, how are you doing today?
Good. What did you want to bring up, Mark?
Good. Well, I think, when you started looking at when this whole trend started with emergency licenses going up in numbers every single year, and you failed to link that to the consequences of Act 10, I think you're really not being very smart about the whole thing. When you take a look at Act 10, the average teacher lost somewhere in the vicinity of $7,000 of disposable income because they had to immediately start paying for their own healthcare and retirement benefits. And that caused them out of pocket about $7,000. Couple that with the fact that, they may still have unions, but they have to recertify every year. Act 10 created an environment where teachers, the people that were thinking about going into education or thinking about early retirement, jumped on the boat and got out.
I gotcha, Mark. Thanks for the call. Don, the timeline kind of matches up. Do you see any kind of correlation with the passage of Act 10 on public employee unions and this increasing demand for these emergency certified teachers?
We didn't actually see that directly, and it's also hard to tell, if there's lingering results from Act 10. So we didn't see anything like right away in direct relation to it, but I could definitely understand someone thinking that there's long-term issues. I mean, Act 10 also just plays into the role of, people leaving the profession, people not entering the profession, and that pipeline issue is, the emergency licenses are part of that pipeline issue.
Thanks a lot for that call. Don, you've done this report. What are you hoping that, school district leaders and others do with this information you've gathered?
I'm hoping that they start realizing, that this for one thing, that it's a growing situation for everyone. It's not just something localized in their individual districts. And hopefully to start thinking about, well, if people are using this as an alternative way of training teachers, how do we make sure that our incoming teachers are getting fully trained and are getting all the experiences that they really need so that they can be the best teacher workforce that we have in the state?
And are there things you're hoping to see either from the state legislature or the Department of Public Instruction or maybe education schools here in Wisconsin to reflect this changing reality?
I haven't really thought about that. I'm hoping that policymakers just use this information so that they can make wise decisions in the future.
Don, we'll leave it there. Thanks again for joining us today.
Thank you very much. This has been great.
That's Don Kramer, researcher at the Wisconsin Policy Forum, former teacher himself, as we heard. We talked to him today about his new report on the increasing use of emergency teaching licenses in Wisconsin over the last decade or so. If you've experienced this yourself, if you've used one of these licenses as a teacher, if you work in a school district that's had to rely on these, love to hear your story. Email ideas@wpr.org. Again, that's ideas@wpr.org.